The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's nearly the end of the week. It's a Thursday, and I'm joined by nearly the goddess of the chart. It's Nicola Duke. So, if we're on live on Facebook, by the way, as well, if you want to check that out, you can see that video later on the blog. But just check up any old chart, Nick, and I suggest maybe any old chart, BT maybe. BT is a good one to put up there, I think.
I'm not putting up BT because it's just a bounce and an uptrend.
No, you watch. This will be the bottom. This will be the bottom of BT. You'll find that. And I've told people this is the way to get in. It'll bounce a little bit here, but we've seen the low of BT, ladies and gentlemen. All right? It is not going to 235. I told you that.
You're going to say Fibonacci's a rubbish or something.
I think there's so many metrics you can look at to justify. To be fair, you just do stick to Fibonacci's, so that's fine. But I find people will use a different metric to suit their argument, you know what I'm saying? So if they don't find one thing that supports, they find another, or the RSI, or the, look, there's a support level there, or, oh, there's Fibonacci from this area, and they'll change the Fibonacci. So I just think, when you see, the price is the thing, isn't it? The price is the thing. Now, when you see like a BT like that, gap up above, you know, a previous high, a recent high.
I'm going to put BT up so people can look at it on time.
Yeah, when you see, like yesterday, it gapped up above a previous recent high, is a bullish move, you know? And then it didn't go back, and it literally went up above there. And I just think it's very cool. You know? And I think there's nothing more convincing. You know, you can get. I do like the, you know, the moving averages. They're fine. I don't mind the Fibonacci's. You know, I think you can lie a bit with those. But look at the price action. You can't deny the price action. Yeah, never deny the price action. By the way, if you're wondering why I put Beyonce as a GIF or GIF on Twitter, it's because Jay-Z just gave an interview where he admitted cheating on Beyonce. Can you imagine that? You know, this Beyonce is the woman, isn't she?
She's the queen.
She's the goddess. You got us a chart, yeah, nearly. But she's a goddess full stop. And you're thinking, they're a multi-millionaire couple, probably touted as one of the happiest showbiz couples around, the most powerful media couple in the world. You know, they can do whatever they want. They've got kids. And he cheats. You think, was it not good enough for you? You know, it's odd, isn't it? So when you look at these celebs who have everything, and he's blaming something or whatever, but you go out with Beyonce. Where do you go from that? You know, I'm thinking, mate, he's not a good-looking fella, is he? He's an odd-looking fella.
That's men, isn't it? All men are bastards.
Well, oh, my God, this is a happy show.
Okay, sorry, listeners.
Anyway, we've gone from BT to Beyonce.
Have we got any listeners left?
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the charts. The request here is, the first one is Boohoo. That's Boo, yeah. Of course, is the ticker there. They've gone gangbusters the last few years, apparently, so I've on the chart. So what do you reckon, Nick? Let me just pull up a chart myself there so I can look. What do you reckon on the chart?
I'm just going to get my B chart back. Now we can get rid of BT, hooray. Yeah. So now, if you just look at the moving averages and you don't use any Fibonacci's, you know, look at this and go, oh, this isn't looking very good. You know, Boohoo's lost the daily 200 moving average at the start of the month, bounced back, tried to get above it and got rejected. So now we're looking for where our support is going to come in. And I have two retrace levels. I have two potential levels of support for Boohoo. The first one is 177 and the second one is 147. And I don't know which one is going to do it. You never do. But I'm saying that so far, the last couple of days, the price action here is pretty promising.
Yeah, so look, so where's it come from this? So it's, if we look over the years, yeah, look at that.
Let's go to a week. Wow. If we go to a weekly chart, you can see that we've had an astonishing rally. And this is just a 38.2 retrace. It's a 1.618 of the correction. You know, it's like this wouldn't be a bad place to find some support. But I think that if we do go lower, we're going to retrace 50% of the entire rally, and that would be 147.
So that's from 2016. It's been pretty much almost a 10 bagger there from Thursday. So have you seen that double top? That double top there, like the one spike and the nasty spike. It's like a cat's head ears. Have you ever heard of that shape? Someone was trying to talk, I think it was Zach.
Yeah,
I bring Zach's name up. And he said that's quite a nasty shape. When that happens,
it is a nasty shape.
Bearish, yeah, right? But very bearish shape, yeah. So
it is, but you know, we did see a bearish continuation lower. But at some point, you know, one of these two levels, we are going to find our feet and rebalance.
Yeah, I just think there's plenty of time to sit and wait with that one, though, isn't it? Isn't it? Because trends are going to take a while to start up again. You know, I think so.
We need to watch these levels for signs of bottoming. So far, it's pretty positive here at 177, but there is the potential that it goes to 147. So I think we need to be sure.
Yeah, okay. Next one is Sirica Energy, which is up as much as 150% at one point today. I think even a bit more than that. SQZ, it relisted. It's done a deal with BT to take some of their assets, and one of the big traders out there, Baron, who's a big trader, Baron Trading his name, is worth following. The guy is very sharp. He was in this, and he was talking about it for a long time, and I know he's got a massive chunk of money in this, and it relisted, and it's up 150%, and so he's done well today. So well done to all the guys doing Sirica, SQZ. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart today, though, looking at SQZ?
Let's start looking at the weekly, and you can see, actually, SQZ since 2012, let's face it, it's done really nice bottoming price action and rolled it up. Like, why wouldn't you like this one? On a weekly, this looks awesome. So we've had this sharp, sharp rally. We failed at the 50% so far. We're back below the 50% of the entire decline from the 2006 highs. I actually think that this one goes higher. If we can close above 52, I think that we can keep going higher, and my target is 83.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people say, it's a bit of a sell-off happening. But if you look there, I've got to put a five-minute chart on, you know? And literally, 54 points away, yeah, five-minute chart, yeah. But that's what you want to look at, isn't it? If you want to look at on a daily level, where you think the support is, because all you can see on a daily chart is that one big candlestick.
But I went to a weekly chart and weekly first. But yeah, if you want to see what's going on under the hood, I actually quite like an hourly chart, to be quite honest.
Oh,
but
do
I'd
you?
Like to see, oh. Yeah, I do. I would like to see, you know, we're very, you know, this is one of those ones, it's had its big move and now it just needs to settle down. But for me, if we close the day above 52, I do think that we continue higher to 83, because 83 is the 61.8 fib retrace of the entire decline from the early 2000s.
Yeah, look, that's a bullish. On the 5 minute chart, look, just look at 5 minutes, right? And see that big candle, the candle went from a low to a high, a full candle, pretty much. And it went from 53 to like 58. And now it's just popped above that, gapped above that again. It's like the BT chart again. Just popped above that previous high. So, off that bounce. So,
Yeah, it looks good. So, yeah, 52 is my level.
Lovely. Okay, next one is Nuwog. There's an operational update today, and it's flying a bit, but check it out, Nuwog. And what do you think on the chat, Nicola?
Love it. Yesterday, Nuwog. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to say why I love it. November 2016, the highs in November 2016 and the highs in February of this year are all around 0.7. And that's also where the daily 200 moving averages that we found support from yesterday. So we're bouncing from a really good support and resistance level, and we're bouncing from the 200-day moving average. And the price action has been exactly what you want to see it to be, if you're going to see a reversal here. We have not confirmed the reversal unless we close above 0.96. If we close above 0.96, I think we're in another leg higher in Nuwog, and we should see new highs. And by new highs, I mean probably 2.13.
Okay, cool. Good morning to Craig and Mark, and we've got a couple of charts to look at already.
Hello, Craig and Mark.
One worth looking at is we covered it the other day, and listen, I'm sort of kicking myself for this. I never chase a price, but Physiomics came out, PYC, the other day, and it was like it shot up 70% to sort of 1.7 pence. I was going to quote on Barclays Stock Brokers for a grand, and I thought, I want to buy a bit more than that, and I couldn't buy any more. And I tried about three or four times, and I couldn't buy any more, so I just gave up, right? So that was 1.7 pence. And as you can see, the share price today is...
Are you gutted?
18.5 pence.
Yeah.
That'd be, you know, more than 10 bag in a couple of days. You know, just more than 10 bag in a few days, whether it held that long. It's a, but it's one of those things, you know, that can happen on AIM, some of these stocks. And,
yeah.
So I missed out there. So anyway, so what do you reckon?
Yeah, but for most, let's be honest though, for the most part, not overpaying has kept you out of trouble before, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, listen, I can't complain. But portfolio's done well for the last 3 years, so very well. So I'm happy. I never chase it. You know, it's. I wasn't so, so anyway. There we go. But
what's the ticker you'd like then, Justin?
PYC.
PYC. Nearly that. Physiomics again. Oh gosh, yes. Gosh, this is what they call parabolic, isn't it? I can give you some fib targets for this one if you
like.
Go for it.
Go on. Go for it. Yes.
Okay, here we go. We'll put them on. Put on my going to the moon fib targets, specially reserved for Bitcoin. And I'm going to say, here we go. Let's do that one. And then I've got them. Okay. So we're through that one. We're through that one. Where's the next one? The next one is 2750 and 1734 is your support.
Okay, all right. There we are.
That's crazy.
Listen, I don't know where this goes.
What price couldn't you buy it at?
I couldn't. I could buy a little bit at 1.7 pence, but I didn't. I couldn't buy anything more, so I didn't bother.
Oh dear!
I know.
This is really. This is parabolic. This is like, you know, this is better than Bitcoin. People, better than Bitcoin.
Yeah, but I listen. But I it's personally my strategy. I would never chase this kind of thing. I mean, you know, there was one RNS that came out. Okay, there's lots of chat about what the potential behind this thing. But even so, but, you know, let's sit and wait. You know, if it's I don't know. Anyway, it's not my strategy. Upland Resources UPL. What do you reckon, Nick? And UPL had a nice little announcement. They've been waiting for a while for some news from Upland. And they're farming into a North Sea asset, a Corallian asset in North Sea, which is 250 million barrels, I think, P50 resource. So what do you reckon, Nick, on UPL?
UPA, really, since the start of the year, well, potentially back to September, but at least from the start of the year, we've been in wedge consolidation in UPL, and we've just bounced off the bottom rail.
Yeah, it's been no news, you see, no news at all.
Because
they're sitting on news, they're dealing with governments and, around the world, and they're taking a long time. So it's, but they've got lots of things happening, it's just all gone in the background, and they can't announce anything until it's official. But UPL, go for it.
So potentially, you know, we could say we're bullish because we've bounced above all our daily moving averages today, but because they're completely flat and we're in this wedge consolidation range, it's not quite as meaningful. I think we're at 1.33. I think if we can get above 1.44 or 1.42, sorry, we're going to go back to the top of the range. And that's back to 1.66, 1.7. Any close above 1.69 is a bullish breakout, and we can look for 1.84 next. And then 2.03, so two, you know, big round number two would be very nice. But I think it needs something to give it the momentum to break out of the range that we're in.
Lovely. Okay, and last one is GIG, or GYG. I don't know how you pronounce that. I don't know what the company is. GYG. It's a request. It's a request from one of the listeners, followers. Thank you for that. Thank you for the request. It's a 62 million market cap. It's I don't know what to do, but what is the chart like, Nick? What's the chart like?
Another one. Well, you know, it's another quite new stock, and it's been quite volatile, I have to say. I'm just going to add in a couple of extra fibs here because I want my 786 and 38.2 here. So 130.90 is pretty good support. We had a sharp drop down to 110, and then we had an impulsive rally, a very impulsive rally compared to all of the previous moves in this stock. I think if we can hold 130, that we're in the next upswing, and we should see another move higher from here. And our target, I'm going to use a measured move target. So I'm looking for 130 to be support. I'm looking for it back above 140 to confirm. And then the targets are 158 and 189.
Okay. What? GIG, or GYG, is the market leading super yacht painting supply and maintenance company. That's what they do. They do supply and maintenance super yachts.
Super yacht. Okay,
revenue,
yeah.
So revenue was up to... Right, that comes with a revenue of 61 million, I think. I expect to be at least below expectations. Yes, they're not. That last update wasn't very bullish by the looks of it. Anyway, that's that. And yeah, they're not floating my boat. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Oh, there we are. Nick, thanks
for that. If I was long this stock, I don't want to see it take another leg to the downside. I think this is really nice price action. I would move my stop up or my mental stop at least just below 130, and I would look for it to keep going higher from here.
All right. Lovely, Nicola, thank you very much. And by the way, if you want to see this video, because most people listen to the podcast, which gets released a bit later, you can see the video on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. That's it. Well done, Nicola. Well done.
Thank you. And, thank you, Justin.
Before we go, right, Nick?
Just have a quick look at BT, shall we?
I've got to go, but you have a look at it because it's rallying again. Lovely. All right.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.